This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, the first debate to feature late-coming candidate Michael Bloomberg.
I know how to run a complicated city, the biggest, most diverse city in this country. I'm a manager.
But Bloomberg was also a target. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Pete Buttigieg saying of the two current frontrunners in the race for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
While at a rally in Arizona, the president said he can beat any of the Democrats.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like we did last.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A Mardi Gras tragedy last night as a woman was killed when she was run over by a Mardi Gras parade float in New Orleans. The unidentified woman reportedly tried to cross between two sections of what was a tandem float when she tripped on the hitch that was connecting them. After days and days of heavy rains and flooding, the Mississippi governor is expressing some relief, but he's also issued a strong warning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Tate Reeves gave an optimistic outlook on flooding in the state. High water is dropping below flood stage, but
we do not expect that the water level will drop below 33 feet until Friday.
Governor Reeves says thankfully there have been no deaths or serious injuries from the flooding so far. But for now, they're asking residents to stay out of their flooded homes. Reeves says damage assessments will be critical to meeting federal standards for aid to assist in their recovery.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump's appointing U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell to be the acting director of national intelligence, tweeting late yesterday that Grenell is highly respected and has represented the U.S. exceedingly well. Grenell takes the job from Joseph McGuire. McGuire has been acting DNI since Dan Coats resigned last August. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman out of a hospital just 2 days after a very serious crash at the end of the Daytona 500. His racing team posting a photo of Newman walking out of Halifax Medical Center in Daytona Beach late yesterday, holding the hands of his two young daughters. That crash involving Newman's car happened in the last lap of Monday evening's race. The car slammed into a wall. It was struck by another car. It flipped and rolled and caught fire, sliding across the finish line. Newman ended up finishing fourth. And the man who invented the cut, copy, and paste computer function is dead. Larry Tesler, an early Silicon Valley computer pioneer, died on Monday at the age of 74. Tesler was working at Xerox when Steve Jobs hired him away to come and work for Apple. That's where he eventually became the company's chief scientist. The copy and paste function, arguably his most famous impact on computing, first appeared in Apple software in 1983. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. Given the alternative, I guess as much as you can choose to make it the best day ever, why not? I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Our podcast, any past interviews that we do, they're all available to you, absolutely free and great quality sound, let me tell you. The team does a great job, and it's all available to you at no charge. Our gift to you, because we're givers here. You know that. You know that that's what we do. We just keep on giving, and we go out there and, you know, get the guests that you want to hear from. And the information that extends beyond the traditional 8-second sound bites, as we were talking with Peter Schweitzer early, this one, I appreciate all the great work that he's done and all these other guests that we're so blessed to have on the show. We're grateful that they want to come on the show. And it's because of you, because of your participation in this. They know that this is a robust and educated audience that wants to know more, and that you're not interested in just the, you know, bumper sticker slogans. And, you know, as I say so often, people who get caught up in those bumper sticker slogans, it's all fine and well, but there's no depth. It's just about the depth of a bumper sticker. And you're smarter than this, and you deserve more. And so we're grateful, as I said, to get the guests on the show, best-selling authors, policymakers, people that know, you know, what they're talking about, like our interview and discussion with Dr. Michael Busler earlier. You know, we heard so much about, President Obama's economy, that this isn't Trump's economy. Trump needs to be thankful, and the rest of the country needs to be thankful for, you know, things were put into motion, you know, by Barack Obama. I guess we could be thankful to know that there is a difference. There's a clear difference between the Barack Obama economy and the Trump economy. And there were clear delineations and causes as to what made the Barack Obama economy, you know, just like drudgery. And as was noted and has been noted by many economists on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because we have to bring in the other side as well. It's important that we not just disqualify them totally, because that's what they do, you know, to people on the right. I believe that everybody has a piece of the puzzle and answer here. But most economists, fair-minded economists, look at it and say, you know, the policies that Barack Obama had enacted were not favorable for recovery. And this is why it drug out. And, you know, and that Michael, boy, he gave you a TikTok of the history of the things that Barack Obama's administration did in trying to manipulate things instead of letting the free markets work. I mean, this is the beauty of the free markets, why they're free. They have a way of healing themselves. And when they don't, what you often find are those lever pullers who think they know best, all these elites. And, you know, they come out of their, you know, Ivy League schools and their teachings and their theorems, and they think they can apply with abandonment. And abandonment not only recklessly going over trying to fix something that they know little about, but abandonment of, you know, proper economic rules and experience in the past that says, look, if you do certain things and you free up the productivity of the American people, I mean, there's so many dividends there. People are happier because they want to go back to work. I mean, this is what we said for many years, you know, during the regime of Obama, is that people were so frustrated because they just wanted to work. And this whole idea, remember, they were canceling others. So, well, people stopped working, so we just don't count them on the rolls anymore. Well, what do you mean you stop working? Like, all of a sudden you come home, you tell your 10 kids, hey, Dad stopped working, and that means we're going to stop eating. Okay? And no TV for you, no game playing and all that kind of stuff, because everything's getting unplugged because we have no electricity either. Like, that's going to really carry water, right? No. What happened is the breadwinner, as, you know, we were reminded from Professor Bussler, is they took on three jobs. And so we had kind of this false, a little bit of a false impression that here we had all this job creation, but look at the quality of the jobs that were being created. You know, it was just ridiculous, all these minimum wage jobs and, you know, no benefits. We went from having benefits, not having benefits now, thank you very much, because of Democratic policies. And there's no apology for that. It was just like, okay, I mean, it wasn't even like, hey, look, we tried to give you something that we thought could work and it didn't work. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi told us quite clearly that, you know, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, what a joke. I mean, this is somebody who is here to serve us. I mean, really talk about sleight of hand. And then, of course, you know, we're further reminded of the attitude that prevailed, you know, during the regime there when Jonathan Gruber, you know, blurted out, well, we had to make it complicated because the people, American people are just too stupid. Really? Wow. And so now we're too stupid. Hillary Clinton reminded us, in case the stupid remark didn't fall on you, then you became deplorable, right? And it's just, you know, and to imagine that it's our tax money paying for this kind of condescension. You know, think about that. I mean, we're actually paying them to insult us. And they figure, hey, why not? They'll just keep on doing that for whatever reason. I mean, go figure. How insulting. So look at America. We have another election coming up in 2020. And again, I say what you need to hold up in front of you is whoever it is that you're voting for, are you going to have more or less freedom? Okay. It's an issue of liberty. It really is. It always comes down to that. That's the American way of life. It's about freedom. You know, free markets, capitalism, you know, things that, where we have a fair chance to win at this. Not claiming perfection. I mean, it's all a process. Our founding fathers said this would be a process. And we have to work it out. We're smart enough. You know, we really are. We've got what it takes to work this stuff out. However, when you have a force that wants to invalidate you and take you out of the discussion, like the Democratic Party and those on the left, the woke society, you know, of our culture, because they know better, right? And so they know so much better that they can't even be patient enough to have a reasonable conversation and convince you and demonstrate that there is empirical evidence or there is, you know, trends existing, that it's reasonable to consider that there is an outcome here that could be favorable for all. You know, they're quick, you know, to respond to, you know, some inconvenience, in some cases more than inconvenience, and I will admit there's probably some pain there. But look at, you cannot disqualify people out of the conversation, because when you do that, then you have California. You get a one-party state. And we look, I mean, California is the poster child of the Democratic Party of the future. And that is that, look, they rule everything, and so you just shut up, get out of the way. You can be a Republican, but and maybe we might invite you to a cocktail party because we need to make fun of somebody. But or that we just like to watch you cower and realize that, hey, we're so powerful, you know, politically, that we've reduced you to your lowest common denominator, and all you do is, hey, you're happy to go around telling people you're, you know, you're a state senator or a state congressman or something. But you really can't affect much on policy. Maybe you might be able to. No, we're not even going to let you name a highway or a street. Okay. Because it's not a name that promotes the Democratic Party. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous what's happened. But look at, you know, you want socialism? Really? I mean, just take a look at California. You don't even have to go overseas. Take a look at California, and that'll give you just a little bit of insight of things to come. Should, you know, this country decide to really push the lever for socialism? I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world,
to Bill
Martinez.
Just like
that, we're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Jordan Goodman joins us now, America's Money Answers Man, and he's got all the information that we need to know beyond the 8-second sound bites and the quick, talking heads information they give you. And, hey, let's talk coronavirus, Jordan. What's going on?
Well, it continues to spread. Mm-hmm. Over 73,000 cases now, closing in on 2,000 deaths. Mm-hmm. Clearly, mostly in China, but it's spreading, Bill. It's going to Japan and Australia. Still relatively small in the U.S., but there are clearly some cases in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They're doing draconian things to kind of control it in China. In a certain way, if you're going to get a virus like this, China's the best place to do it because this is where their authoritarian state comes in useful. Because they can
exactly.
shut down the entire country. We
right.
could never give people hall passes to go out and get food.
Well, and of course, the thing that happens to exacerbate the problem, as you said, they're keeping everything in darkness, and the rumors and conjectures are flying about. I mean, if in
right.
fact this was some sort of military project gone wrong.
Right. But at this point, they're trying to control it. And
mm-hmm.
Even with all these super extreme measures, I mean, if your temperature's too high, you'll get taken away to some concentration camps.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It's pretty violent of them. And it's hurting. For example, this week, Apple came out and said that they're getting hit both on the supply and the demand side. By
my
the
bet.
Supply side,
mm-hmm.
they've got 14 factories in China that are pretty much closed, opening a little bit, but there's going to be a shortage of iPhones and everything they make there. And on the demand side, I think they've got 42 stores in China that are all closed, so there's going to be fewer people buying mm-hmm. iPhones. So that's just one of many companies. To
exactly. If this puts a kink in their distribution flow, Jordan, what are we talking? 90, 120 days plus to get caught back up once this thing, we get on the other side of this deal? Yeah.
I mean, supposedly, when the warm weather gets warmer in April or something, that kills off the virus, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never seen this before, and even then it might come back when things get colder again. But right now, it's just complete lockdown, and China's the second largest economy in the world.
Exactly.
So let's look at the impact of this. So, for example, interest rates in the U.S. have been falling. The 10-year Treasury is now about 1.5%. It had been 1.9% beginning of January, so 6 weeks or so ago. Oil prices have been falling down to about $49.50, something like that, from $55.56. Less
mm-hmm.
demand for oil because obviously there's a lot fewer things going on in China needing oil and energy. Copper, other commodities are falling because of lower economic activity. And the Federal Reserve is currently on hold. But if things get worse, they're on standby to lower interest rates even further
wow.
to offset the weakening impact of this.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's interesting that they would do that. But I guess they're going to try
that. I mean, Fed Chairman Powell, at his testimony last week, said we're watching it carefully. Right now, we're on hold. But if things deteriorate, I mean, look at what happened. China, when this came out, flooded the system with the liquidity, just
mm-hmm.
flooded, put out billions of dollars to kind of offset the depressive impact of this.
Mm-hmm.
Japan, the same thing. Japan just came out with their fourth quarter numbers down 6%
wow.
on their economy.
That's
and
huge.
First quarter, where it is. And
huh.
the first quarter now is when the coronavirus is hitting, and so they're probably going to have another down quarter, which would mean two quarters in a row of contraction, which means a recession.
Yes, exactly.
And it could hit Europe. I mean, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Now, I hope we get an antidote or a vaccine for it soon, but right now we're in the throes of this thing, and it's really impacting the markets a lot.
I'm grateful that you are bringing this into the financial perspective because up to now, most people are thinking, hey, do I have a fever dealing with the illness? And, you know, we've got people dying and are we in the midst of a pandemic or not? But, you have to look at it in terms of the practical side that this is knocking down dominoes. And once the dominoes start falling here, and it looks like they are, we got trouble in River City here.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
These are a lot of American companies. And the irony is, this happened right after we'd finally signed the Phase 1
exactly.
trade deal with China. And we were going to have all this new growth, and we're going to sell them agricultural things and oil. And well, the ports are closed. Can't get things in or out of there.
Right.
So it's just kind of ironic, the timing. It happened right after we finally got the trade deal we'd been working on so hard for the last 2 years.
And how's the market responding to this, Jordan?
Nervously.
Yes.
I mean, any company that has exposure to this is getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
All the travel companies, airlines, cruises, hotels, casinos. That's the epicenter of, and all their stocks are down sharply because, I mean, they've canceled all flights to China. Hotels are empty. The casinos, like in Macau, are locked up. I mean, this is a major, major thing on anything related to travel.
So what are the smart people doing, Jordan?
Domestic real estate is the best way to go. I mean, there are ways where you can, without being an expert in real estate, have your money earn something for you, like 5-6%, mm-hmm. in the long run have appreciation. Avoid the coronavirus altogether.
Exactly.
MoneyAnswers.com, I've got what I call my resource center, and three of the resources I have in there, one of them is called Roofstock, and they buy single-family homes and rent them out. You get the rental income.
Mm-hmm.
Another one's called CrowdStreet, and the other one's called Fundrise, and they buy high-quality commercial real estate. Could be apartment buildings, shopping centers, healthcare facilities, office buildings, and they manage them for you, and you get current yield paid monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the long run, like 5 years or so, when they sell these buildings, hopefully at a profit, you'll get a capital gain as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not liquid. It's not to be traded in and out of, but for a long-term way to get some income, there's an alternative. It's completely separate mm-hmm. from the stock market, and you don't have to be a real estate expert yourself. The minimum is like $500 to get into these things, Bill.
So
be a rich person to do it. So, again, those are called Roofstock, CrowdStreet, and Fundrise. You can find out more in the resource section under real estate at MoneyAnswers.com.
What are we talking about, 3 to 5 year investment type thing?
Typically about 5 years. They're going to mm-hmm. buy these properties and hold them for 5 years, and then they'll sell them, and they'll liquidate the fund mm-hmm. at that point.
And these guys all have a proven track record. You
correct.
Can see how they've been able to perform and all that good stuff.
Correct.
You have high confidence in them.
No? I do. No, they've really been around a long time. Some cases it's an individual property. Some cases it's a group of properties.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could buy an individual apartment building or something. Mm-hmm. And then in 5 years, so it's not a fund of many. So there's a lot of different ways of doing it. But I'm just saying as an alternative
mm-hmm.
where you want some stability and current income and growth potential in the future, that might be something you want to take a look at.
And what a great idea. I mean, because here's the people that have already made the mistakes, right? I mean, these guys have been in business for decades in some cases, and so they know where the skeletons are and where the gold is, right?
And they're doing an evaluation of the real estate. I mean, you go on to these TV shows, Bill, and you see mm-hmm. all these fix and flips, and
right.
you know, they take a house, and 2 weeks later it's this magical thing, and they sell it for 5 times. That's not what most people can do.
Exactly.
They look glamorous, but I don't think either of us or most people are going to be really good at fix and flipping.
Yeah, I'm kind of like busy doing a radio show here right now. I don't have time to fix and flip.
Well, it makes it look glamorous, and some people try it, but it's not as easy as they make it look.
No, exactly. Well, that's like any of those things, you know, maybe the top 1%. But I mean, they have so many things lined up. I mean, they've been hammering nails since they came out of the womb. You know, this is what drives me nuts about some of these people that just have an eye. You know, they'll come and show me like a little piece of fragment. This is what your wallpaper is going to look like. But I can't see from a little 1-inch square. I cannot project that. But they see it, and it's so beautiful and wonderful. And no doubt on the other side, when they actually put it up there, you go, oh, okay. But I still can't see it as a little square.
We're going to keep you out of fix and flipping, Bill. So that's trouble.
Well, that's why many years ago, there was a business genius that highly recommended that we should stick to our knitting, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Tom Peters. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to stick to our knitting.
Most people's knitting.
Yeah, exactly.
This is you're allowing other people to do the knitting, and you're profiting from it. That's the way I like to do it.
Well, and this is collaborative. It's a collaborative way to work.
It's
and
what they call crowdfunding. It's crowdfunding.
Well, and it's crowdfunding as well, but still, it's collaborative in a sense that, look, they need money, you got the money. They got the ideas, they already got the stuff there, they need support. So, hey, hand in hand, it's a symbiotic relationship, and
exactly.
Kumbaya. And
the deals.
Yes.
They've got the deals on the management, and they just... You just give them whatever you want to invest, and you start mm-hmm. getting checks. That's the way to make it happen.
Well, hey, I'm with you. Anytime we can get mailbox money, as they say, that's always a good thing, right?
And you don't get any coronavirus with it whatsoever.
Exactly. We love that even more so. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how can the people be in touch with you?
So go to MoneyAnswers.com. I've got all kinds of resources. They email me all the time. I love to help your folks, Bill, so have them email me at MoneyAnswers.com.
Packages start at $39.99 monthly site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, the first debate to feature late-coming candidate Michael Bloomberg.
I know how to run a complicated city, the biggest, most diverse city in this country. I'm a manager.
But Bloomberg was also a target. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Pete Buttigieg saying of the two current frontrunners in the race for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
While at a rally in Arizona, the president said he can beat any of the Democrats.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like we did last.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken.
Fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us every day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And the question is, hey, what do you do when cutting your budget no longer cuts it, right? I mean, this has been happening, you know, it just seems forever that Americans across country, even with a robust economy, we're still dealing with the budget issue at home. I know, and you say, hey, what about the government? That's a whole other deal, but we're going to just talk about us right now. We're going to make it all about you. Whether it's pastors in the pulpit to people in the pews, many people have cut and cut but still find themselves struggling to pay the bills. Their full-time job is giving them barely enough to get by. So how could they even begin to think about eliminating debt, saving, and living generously? Well, here are some great ideas. Financial expert and author Art Rayner joins us, author of The Money Challenge, The Marriage Challenge, you might recall. Well, he takes on these questions, and he's got some answers for us in his book just released titled Find More Money. And he's pointing us to the reality of the gig economy. You've heard of this, right? The gig economy? Well, if not, you're going to hear more about it with Art Rayner right now. Art, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on the book. I mean, this really is a blessing because sometimes when we get overwhelmed by debt or find ourselves with a bill that suddenly, as you note in your book, you know, paralyzes you and you think, oh my gosh, how am I going to get out of this? I mean, you know, we've always been able to find a way, but, you know, what happens if we don't? All the fear and everything that creeps in. But this is a book of encouragement to open up the opportunities, because that's what we need when we're pulverized by the reality of debt and overwhelmed by a big bill that comes in, is we need to start looking at options, right?
That's absolutely right. And I love how you use the word encouragement to describe the book, because that's really what it is. It's about providing encouragement, it's about providing hope, and providing practical steps that individuals can take to increase their income. The reality is that Americans, as you as already mentioned, are struggling financially with their budget. 78% of Americans right now are living paycheck to paycheck. 40% of Americans don't have $400 or more, excuse me, set aside for a financial emergency, so they're having to resort to credit cards or getting money from their family and friends. And I write on finances a lot. I talk about personal finances a lot. And after those conversations that I would have, or as people would respond to me after reading the books, they would say, "Hey, Art, I love this this material that you're putting out there. I agree with it all. Here's my problem. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have an expense issue. I've cut all that I can cut out of my budget. Netflix, Disney Plus, all that. It's gone."
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Yes.
And so my response was not for them to continue to try to find areas to cut in their budget, because they were already living off of a bare bones budget, but to start focusing on the income side of the equation and to take advantage of the gig economy, something that I know very well, and as I've had several side gigs myself.
Mm-hmm.
So just providing them the information that they need to increase their income to help pay off the debt, where they don't have enough money to do that, to help pay for bills, to help pay for medical bills and food costs, and all those things that Americans are now facing.
Mm-hmm. Break it down for some people. You know, they've heard a little bit about the gig economy, but explain what, you know, they should know about this new economy. It's been around forever, but
right.
Now it's, you know, we got a nice cute little name on it, and it's known as the gig economy. So, you know, some people have known it as just, oh, you mean a second job or something, right?
Yeah, right. Right, yeah. I did not know that I was a part of the gig economy until somebody actually put a title to it. But you're absolutely right. In fact, 57 million Americans right now have a side gig. And that's probably the best way to explain what the gig economy is, to describe what a side gig is. A side gig is simply work outside of your work. So you have your full-time job that you do. A side gig is a way to make additional income, another job at times, or another, maybe you have a contract or you're working with another organization, another way to make additional income outside of your full-time job.
Right. And hopefully what that is positive income. It's not some sort of amusement, because sometimes people can delude themselves and say, gosh, Art, I already got three jobs. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute, but you're not making money out of it. It's actually costing you. But what we're talking about here is a real job that puts positive cash flow into the household, right?
That's absolutely right. There's many people that will say, well, I do these other things outside of work, but they're not generating income. I would say, well, that sounds like it's more of a hobby.
Yes,
and not
exactly.
Necessarily a side gig. A side gig is something that generates positive cash flow
mm-hmm.
for your budget. And just to be clear, we're not talking about making a gajillion dollars doing this. In fact, the person who has a side gig, they average around $8,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
Doing their side gig or side gigs. Now, $8,000 can go a long way, though. I mean, if you think about it, that will allow you to max out your Roth IRA. If you have debt, that's a significant amount of money that can go toward those debts. If you have medical bills that need to be paid, that can go a long way toward that. And, of course, if you're simply trying to put food on the table, $8,000 can make a significant difference. And so without we're talking about making money outside of retirement. We're not talking about another full-time job. We're not talking about becoming a gazillionaire. We're talking about a few hours a week doing something, hopefully, that you enjoy doing.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's so important. It's like you don't want to go there, you know. I always think about when I was a little kid, you know, one of the worst, well, two of the worst jobs I ever had was picking strawberries and picking lemons. And that was just, it was heavy duty, especially when I was 6 years old picking strawberries. That box was so big, those strawberries were so small. At the end of the week, Art, I made $1.10. My dad, and I left that money right on top of the table of my dad. I could still see my dad's face, my dad saying to me, son, when are you going to spend that money? I'm not. I mean, to me, it was like a trophy to remind me that I didn't want to pick a strawberries for the rest of my life. There had to be something better. So what we're talking about here is, you know, I think that sometimes we need to, you know, hit the pause button and evaluate our strengths and what it is that we can offer into the marketplace. And sometimes you just kind of take those things for granted. But in another organization that is in need of that strength that you have, boy, that can go a long way, can't it?
I have a friend named Kristen, and she grew up in Florida, and is somewhat a Disney aficionado. So she loves Disney World. She loves all things Disney, and she needed to help out her family, increase their income, and so what she ended up doing is she ended up partnering with an organization called Travel Nation, which basically she's helping people plan their Disney vacation, something that she absolutely loves because it's for her, it's Disney, something that she knows incredibly well, which is, you know, Disney World and everything that they offer, and she's good at it. And so for her, it's not necessarily a burden to do. In the book, I have what's called the trifecta, and that's the place where your passion, so what you actually enjoy doing, you know, what do you talk about that the people, they don't have to prompt you to talk about. Mm-hmm. The time seems to fly when you talk about. What do you think about on a regular basis? What gets you up in the morning? What is your passion, your skill? Now, we're not talking about what you think that you're good at, but what do others think that you're good at? And one way to figure that out is simply look at what is somebody already paying you to do.
Exactly.
So your skill and then the opportunity, which is, of course, that place that allows you to make money. So we're trying to find where your passion, your skill, and your opportunity all meet. And in that place, that's your trifecta. Mm-hmm. And if we can find a side gig that's in that zone for you, it's not going to feel like a job. It's going to feel like something that you enjoy doing. And, oh, by the way,
we've got to go to break. We've got more from Art after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature,
Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open up my heart and love you with my
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Art Rainer continues, the Vice President for Institutional Advancement at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, holds a Doctor of Business Administration from Nova Southwestern University and an MBA from the University of Kentucky. Art, as we were talking before we went to the break, this personal trifecta where passion, skill, and opportunity come together. You know, that's something for everybody to take pause about, because we've maybe had glimpses of that from time to time, maybe where we've got lots of passion but lack skill and opportunity. I used to say, and when I trained sales teams, that it came down to, first of all, enjoying what you were doing. You know, if you got to go to work, regardless, whether it's 8 or another 4 hours, you know, 12 hours a day, that that should be paramount on the list, on the checklist. That should be a box that should be checked, that you're having a good time, you know, there and with the people that you work with. And I understand sometimes that's dynamic and you may need to be flexible, but by and large, if you can hit that box, you're in pretty good shape. The second thing is the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with. Those really, that's that inner compass and that inner drive that wakes us up at 3 o'clock in the morning and frustrates the holy what have you out of us and makes for, you know, not very happy campers in the workplace, because that's where, you get those round pegs and square holes, and you get those conflict and the rubbing and everything like that that gets rather annoying, not only for yourself but for your colleagues that you work with. The other thing I say is that you have to have a fair chance to win. That you've got to be in an area where that skill set, your passion can come together to where you are actually being successful. Because if you're a brain surgeon, I say, and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, probably brain surgery is not your gig, right?
That's absolutely right.
Not good. So if those three things, I used to say those three things were in play here, then that would lead to what, you know, the U.S. labor force called fulfillment, which is a rare deal. And they, in their research, found that roughly 1 out of 10, you know, give probably more, probably less than that, but, you know, we'll just round it up and say 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 employees in America today are fulfilled in what they're doing. I mean, it's really sad when you think, you know, 9 out of 10 people, and it's no wonder they're cranky, you know, and not very happy campers at what they're doing. So, and I used to say that would be the ultimate, this side of heaven, until one day as I was doing a presentation for some school when I was a college in Southern California. I was an adjunct professor there, and I was, reciting this deal, because I've done this so many times about this important, I saw it as a trifecta in sense, as a triangle, and saying, wow, fulfillment, that's the best thing, until the Holy Spirit all of a sudden downloaded into me, because I used to say, wow, the best thing you could hope for is fulfillment. And it's like God stopped me and said, no, freedom. You know, freedom's the best. When you get to that point, and that's really what your book is talking about, you know, ultimately, I mean, you want to find more money in the whole deal, so you have the freedom and peace of mind, you know, that all is well, it's all being taken care of, that your efforts are being redeemed, and you're being compensated appropriately for those, and you're honoring God, because, the other thing is that if you're short-sheeting yourself, then you really, in a sense, you're short-sheeting God, because God's blessed you with all these talents, and guess what? You know, we're supposed to be tithing on that, are we not?
Well, in Find More Money, I start off with discussing God's design for us and for our money. And I love that you bring up that topic of giving and generosity, mm-hmm. because as you read through Scripture, you see that there's a very clear pattern that God provides regarding how we are to manage our finances. And it's just three steps. Number one is to give generously. That's mm-hmm. the very first thing that we are to do. Number two is to save wisely. We are to set aside money for future expenses, emergencies, times when we know that our income may be less, times of scarcity, mm-hmm. and then live appropriately, using the rest of our funds, spending it in a way that brings God the most glory. And mm-hmm. so we're to give generously, save wisely, and live appropriately. And for some, it's more easy than others, but mm-hmm. Find More Money is about getting to that place where maybe you are giving generously as the Bible tells you to, but you're struggling to save wisely. It's not that you're not wanting to save, but you just don't have the resources to do that, to set aside mm-hmm. money for retirement, to have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months. What do you do? Well, mm-hmm. you need to figure out ways to increase your income without ruining your full-time work as well. You mentioned individuals not being satisfied with their current work. And the great thing about side gigs is that for those that are going to work just to work, you can still find a side gig that allows you to work in your area of passion when you're full-time job doesn't necessarily allow you to do that. Mm-hmm. And you're simply just taking that job to take care of your family, and that's okay, and that's great and admirable. But a side gig actually allows you to jump into an area of your passion. And so I love how side gigs can actually end up complementing your full-time work as opposed to eroding the work mm-hmm. that you do from 9 to 5.
And the challenge still is to find that balance, that you don't cook yourself, you know, that, you know, like what we went through in the previous, 8 years, under a government that, just regulated the heck out of us and took away our health care and everything. And we were in a mad scramble, and we really burnt ourselves up because we were in a frantic, you know, going from one job to the next, people working, you know, 2-3 jobs in order to make up for the one job that got compromised because of, you know, the whole health care fiasco.
You know, so that's what we have to challenge, because we still, after all this, after everything is said and done, is that we have to honor God with our, you know, with our treasure, our time, our talent. And God doesn't want us to go burn ourselves out. So it is with balance that we approach this. And maybe it's even, you know, in finding more money, what I drew out of this as well, Art, was the encouragement that, because businesses, guess what? Businesses are starting to pay their people more money. And that is a way to find more money. I mean, and if you are a good employee and you are delivering the goods, guess what? You demand a higher pay because you have a track record, and you know, you should make it so that the people don't want to lose you. You know, the companies don't want to lose you, and they're willing to, you know, pay for what it is that you deliver. And this is what, this is the pressure on these companies now, is that you know, when you've got 7 million more jobs than people out there, boy. You know, the landscape's pretty rich for opportunities for somebody who wants to hustle, right?
Yes, absolutely. There are a world of opportunities out there from an employment standpoint, specifically from a side gig standpoint. There are, once again, 57 million individuals in America right now have side gigs. Mm-hmm. So if you're one that's thinking, well, this just is not something that I can do, you can, and 57 million Americans are doing it, and so therefore it's something that you likely can do as well. For some, finding more money means, you know, increasing your salary. And that's, obviously a blessing when that happens. For some, it's finding another job. But for others, where there is not the ability to have an increase in a salary, or they cannot, they find themselves in a place for whatever reason where they cannot get another job, or they can't move. A side gig is a very real opportunity for them to increase their revenue, so that then they can save wisely, they can take care of their of their bills, they can take care of their family, and so that there's a world of opportunity out there. And my encouragement to them is, obviously, read the book.
Yes.
And walk through the steps that are laid out there to identify the right side gig for you, and to maximize it so that you can cover those other expenses and needs that you have.
Okay, so you're sitting there and you say, okay, side gig. I haven't even really thought about it. Good idea. I'm glad I listened to Art, what he's saying. So the first step is get your hand on Art's book. Yeah, this is really going to open up. Really, seriously, I mean, you know, because this will begin to open up your vista and realize the opportunities that are there ahead of you, and then there are hills. I mean, who knows? You might be like Abraham, you know, sitting there sacrificing your child and thinking that, hey, there's no sacrifice, and but you're just so, you're so blinded and in pain for the stress that you're going through that you cannot see the provision. And, but, you know, we just need to, you know, step back a little bit. Certainly, you know, I'd be talking to God, praying, and, you know, and begin to open up the idea and the possibilities that, you know, a possible gig work might be something to consider, right?
Absolutely. You know, God can provide in a number of different ways. And I love it when I hear somebody saying, oh, God provided a
yes.
new job. And that's real. At the same time, God can provide a side gig, can provide you the opportunity to increase your income through a side gig. And just so your listeners, we're not talking about just Uber. That certainly is one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many people out there that are thinking, well, I don't want to drive people around. I don't even like people.
I don't like driving.
There's a number of opportunities out there. To increase your income in areas that you're passionate about.
Yes, exactly. And that's what you can do inside the book that you're reading. Start writing down those things you're passionate about, things that you've enjoyed doing in your career, in your work career. This will help give you a bit of a roadmap, maybe even help you realize, oh, my gosh, there's something I've absolutely ignored, and maybe this is something to consider, and it might match up with the need of a local county or a local company, in other words. Art Rayner, your book is linked at our website. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Reaping spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie.